It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Officer Robert Turner was one of the officers escorting President Donald Trump through the city on Wednesday when he crashed his motorcycle on I-70. The police department posted to social media on Thursday that President Trump delayed taking off until he spoke to Officer Turner and thanked him for his service. After 11 years, Will and Grace came back to TV last night. Karen woke up from a dream, and so the new show kind of voids... Wait, this doesn't make sense. I don't know. This is a clip from last night.
What's going on? What's happening? Who won the election? Oh, I had the craziest dream. In the dream, Will was living with a swarthy man in uniform, and Grace was married to a Jew doctor.
Yeah, well, we were, but we're single now.
That tracks. What happened to the children you had who grew up and got married to each other?
That never happened.
Oh, what a relief. Nobody wants to see you two raise kids.
Yeah, I mean, what would be funny about that?
Okay, now I get what was written here for me. So Karen is up from a dream so that the new show can void out what happened in the former series finale. It was just a weird sentence. Jared Leto denies that he gave used condoms to castmates on the set of Suicide Squad. He said he did give cast members funny gag gifts like the Joker would, but that was not one of them.
There were some things, you know, that were mentioned about, like, gifts and the fact that I was giving used condoms to people, which was not true.
We can say that right now. That
it
is not true.
It was not true. And what are you going to do at that moment? You can't even, it doesn't matter how loud you shout or hold up a sign, you know, with your pants off in Times Square. People are going to go with the story that they want to run.
Well, you guys know what you're getting for Christmas this year from me.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus announced on Twitter yesterday that she has breast cancer. She wrote, 1 in 8 women get breast cancer. Today, I'm the one. The good news is I have the most glorious group of supportive and caring family and friends and fantastic insurance through my union. The bad news is that not all women are so lucky, so let's fight all cancers and make universal health care a reality. HBO said the Veep production schedule will be adjusted as necessary for Julia. O.J. Simpson could be out of prison as soon as Monday. Back in July, the former NFL star was granted parole on or after October 1st.
The juice is loose.
The bunny, whoa, I love the bunny. I don't love my mom or my dad, just the bunny.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner's 31-year-old wife, Crystal Harris, will inherit nothing due to an ironclad prenup. That means she was never added to his will. The couple had a 60-year age gap and tied the knot on New Year's Eve in 2012 at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles. A source says that while Crystal will be taken care of, she won't receive a penny of Hefner's fortune. Instead, his $43 million estate will be divided between his four children, the University of Southern California, and a list of charities. Kim Kardashian finally confirmed that she and husband Kanye West are expecting their third child. Kim shared a promo video for season 14 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians on Twitter, where she revealed yesterday to her sister Khloe, "We're having a baby," she captioned the post. Season 14 is going to be wild. Tune in this Sunday. The Halloween film Hocus Pocus is getting a TV remake at the Disney Channel. A Disney Channel rep confirmed that the network is developing a reimagining of the 1993 comedy horror movie, but the movie will feature a new cast. Source close to Aerosmith said frontman Steven Tyler suffered a seizure following the band's show in Brazil on Monday night. It isn't known what caused the seizure or if Tyler was diagnosed before flying home. The band was forced to cancel another show in Brazil on Wednesday. Their show tomorrow night in Chile.
I say Chile. You got that
Chile?
Chile.
How do you say? Is it just Chile?
I think that's the right way to pronounce. Most people say Chile. Yeah.
I mean, I always say Chile, but I always thought that was wrong.
I like Chile.
Chile.
Hey, Alex, you want to go to Chile's after the show?
Baby back ribs.
I want my baby back ribs.
So, their show tomorrow night in Chile and shows in Argentina and Mexico next week are
all
canceled.
Argentina.
Argentina.
Tina.
Argentina.
You're saying it wrong. You just sound like a fool. That's all. Argentina.
That is the garbage.